Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Boy, end of a long holiday week, and I hope you had a good one. A happy Thanksgiving belatedly to you from me. I hope you had a good day. And again, I hope you enjoyed a nice long weekend. Maybe took Friday off, right? When I lived in Germany, all of the holidays fell on Thursdays, the religious holidays, and we called that a bridge day. Everyone took a long, nice long weekend, so I hope you did the same. And I'll tell you what, you probably enjoyed it, and you're probably thinking to yourself right now, man, tomorrow's Monday, I got to go back into work, I just don't want to do it. I want some more of that, right? Well, you can do that. You can buy back your time and create your own long weekends or extended vacations, right? By creating passive income, by investing in rental real estate, which is what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'll tell you a little bit about that. And as far as our Thanksgiving went, you know, we headed out to East Texas with a couple of family members, grandma, the parents, my in-laws, that is, outside, kept it outside, right? So socially distanced, very long table. Used the tailgate of the truck as our serving buffet, I guess you could call it. So it went very well. Great weather. It was perfect. Now today it's a little bit colder. Would not have worked if it were today, but it was a beautiful day. And, you know, as far as Thanksgiving Day traditions go, you know, aside from football, if that's your thing, typically we go around the table and say something we're grateful for, right? Friends, family, health, that sort of good stuff. You may have done that. Maybe you didn't, but it's typical tradition in my family going back years. And when I think about, you know, being thankful, gratitude, things that we're thankful for, and when I think about the real estate investors that I know and the real estate investor that you could be, they're thankful for a lot of things. The things we just mentioned, you know, obviously the friends, the family, the health, that sort of stuff, but other things on top of that. I want to delineate a few of those for you. And these are things you in the future could be thankful for as well. And keep in mind, some of the investors that I know, some of them have just started in the last year. They're new, right? So maybe they've just picked up a handful of houses in 2020. Or maybe they just got into their first few multifamily deals as passive investors, meaning they've participated in a pool, right? A group that has taken down a multi-million dollar apartment complex. You and I can do that. A lot of people don't know that, but you can. On the other hand, I know investors have been at it for years, have 50 plus houses or are operating, you know, a handful of apartments as lead investors. Those are the people that are putting the deal together. You know, it doesn't matter. They share some of these things that I'm going to tell you about and would tell you that they are thankful. So, for example, extra disposable income, right? If you think back to that stimulus check you got earlier in the year, or maybe the Christmas bonus, if companies are doling those out, again, thinking about Germany, I signed up, had a contract there for a number of years. First year, we got a Christmas bonus. It was called Christmas money. It was a 13th month, just full salary. Boom. Oh, okay. I'm happy for that. Extra disposable income. And we build that through our passive income, through our cash flow from our rental properties. And that covers things for us like our rent or our mortgage, right? Covers utilities. And I said rent, by the way. I have a good buddy that has 18, 20 doors. He rents himself. He likes that flexibility. So you can be a homeowner and invest. You can be a renter and invest. You know, you can do both. But we're covering our utilities. We're covering our car payments. And, you know, the list goes on. We cover those expenses. We have on top of that, then that extra disposable income, thanks to that cash flow. That's one thing that we're thankful for. We're also thankful for peace of mind, right? A lot of investors that I know, and I'm one of them, work maybe part-time, a lesser schedule, you know, shift down, shifted some, love their job, right? I'm one of those, and enjoy the double barrel income of both rental, you know, cash flow from those that rental portfolio, as well as that W-2, what we call a W-2 job. The W-2 is what you get at the end of the year for the IRS. But if you are somebody that is still working and in the back of your head, it's just nagging you, what's going to happen? What's going to happen with this pandemic and that cash flow that we've built? It creates a peace of mind. And for so many of us, that is absolutely something that we're thankful for this time of year. Now, I mentioned the four-day weekend and time. This is a big one, right? The investors I know, they have bought back their time. They don't have to wait for a holiday weekend like this one to have a long weekend. You know, they control their time now. They dictate how they use that time. And, you know, this ties into a lot of things that I know my fellow investors are thankful for. Things like spending time with the kids or the grandkids, more time than they otherwise would have been able to do, because their passive income has now met their expenses, those expenses we just mentioned, or even their job income, and then some, right? That disposable income on top. And that allows them to have bought back their time to spend with the kids or the grandkids. You know, zoo days is a regular occurrence here with me and my son, right? Or RV travel to state or national parks. That's how we employ that time that we have recovered, that we have bought back, that we now control, right? Time to travel, right? That's another one. My buddies, you know, I like to have dinner with my fellow investors when I can. And there's one couple that every time I reach out to them, they're somewhere in the world. You know, Thailand. They did a trip through China pre-pandemic. Last time I reached out, they were up in Montana somewhere, Alaska. They're just bumping. They got the RV thing going on as well, just bumping around. So lots of time available to you when you buy that back. And that ties into something else that a lot of my fellow investors are thankful for, which is better health. Right? More time to work out. You can afford a trainer to make sure you're doing what you should be. Right? Legacy. A lot of us are working to build a future for our kids and even our kids' kids, right? Generational wealth. That's something we're all thankful for as well, to have been able to put that into place, or to have a plan to put that into place to build that community, right? Charity, able to give more, both in terms of time. Again, we've bought that back, and money. So if real estate investing can yield all of these wonderful results, why don't more people do it? Why don't more people do it? I'll tell you, there are two common limiters that are holding you back. And we'll touch on those when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. Stay tuned.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb. If you've got questions today, the number in the studio is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I do get to those during the show. If you get those to me in time, I check those on the break. That's askandy@luinc.com. And I was just telling you a little bit of the things that my fellow investors, that I, as a real estate investor, am thankful for this holiday season. And this amounts to essentially for you, if you're thinking about getting into real estate investing, some of the benefits. Right. If you listen to any marketing team nowadays, they say, don't talk about the features, talk about the benefits. And the benefits are things like your time, right? That 4-day weekend that you just had, you can have that in spades when you want it, when you buy back your time, when you've built that passive income that replaces your monthly expenses, or covers them, I should say, or replaces your income from your job. You have more time. You control your time. You can retire. You can continue to work, but you have that flexibility. You have that peace of mind because you've got that backstop. If something happens, you will have better health because, again, you've got that time to look out for yourself, and you'll start to build a legacy for your heirs, whether that's kids or other family, your community, your favorite charity, all of the above, right? Real estate has a lot of opportunity there. But again, I get the question, well, if it has all of these wonderful benefits, if it yields all of these wonderful results, why aren't more people doing it? Well, there are two things that are going on. Two common limiters for you. Fear. Fear's a big one. And a scarcity mindset. And they touch, they overlap in places. And today, given that we've just had our Thanksgiving holiday, we've given thanks, we've hopefully reflected on things to be grateful in our lives, I want to focus on scarcity mindset in particular, and we'll see how we're doing on time, but that's a big one. And that will allow you, if you have that mindset, that scarcity mindset, to put up the barriers and the hurdles and the reasons to not get started, essentially, in your own mind and hold you back, right? So we're going to break that down. And I'm going to lean on an article I found here in Forbes just came out a week or so ago, I believe it was, 5 ways to go from a scarcity to abundance mindset. And we talk about that at Lifestyles Unlimited a lot. Abundance mindset, it's important. You know, you can have all the money in the world, but if you have a scarcity mindset, you're just going to try to hold on to it. You're not going to see the opportunity. And shifting to that abundance mindset, if I cut to the chase, right, that allows you to see opportunity, that allows you to take action, to break down those hurdles in your own mind. Now, this was published by Carolyn Castrillon in the careers section, as it were. So she is addressing this more towards folks that are, you know, employed, that are working. But we're going to pick this apart a little bit for us as real estate investors or potential real estate investors. And, you know, she references in here, you know, a number of studies that, you know, so a lot of times when we talk about mindset stuff, it's going to be more qualitative, right, by way of example, anecdotal stuff. But there are quantitative research out there that underscores how mindset can really push you forward. They did studies on kids that she cites here, that when they have a growth mindset, when they have an abundance mindset, as regarding their own intelligence, that it can be developed, that it's not an inherited thing, they do better, right? By understanding that I'm not limited, I just don't have enough gray matter in my head, right? By having that open mind and that abundance mindset, they actually perform better. They've done studies on middle-aged adults that, again, here have more positive mindset and live longer when they have a more positive mindset as regards their own health, right? So we're looking at a couple of quantitative notions around scarcity versus abundance mindset, or just having a positive mindset, we should say. The term scarcity versus abundance mindset was actually coined by Stephen Covey. And he wrote a great book. It's called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, right? And he builds some concepts around this, around these two notions. And scarcity mentality, again, it refers to people that see life as a fixed size pie, right? If you take a bigger piece, well, that leaves me with a smaller piece. Just like that that pecan pie at Thanksgiving. It was a fixed size pie. I like my pecan pie. I was eyeing whatever. I always go last in line. I was waiting. I was like, oh, there goes. They're taking a big piece. So I was left with less, right? But that's okay. I don't need all that pecan pie. But life is not like that. But people do view it that way. That is a scarcity mentality. And in particular, if you are working, if you are in the corporate world, right? And I do that part-time still. We've been conditioned to have that scarcity mentality, right? There aren't, you know, especially right now during the pandemic, no promotions, no raises, right? Limited resources, and so on. A scarcity mentality is what's going to keep you from achieving your goals, ultimately. Now, an abundance mindset, by comparison, shifts you from that. You realize that the pie is not fixed, right? It can expand and it can grow. And there is plenty out there. But you got to make that shift. Now, your homework, one of your takeaways today, this is required reading. Go check out Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. If you haven't read it, it really gives you a good roadmap, right? To get from dependence on a job, for example, to independence, doing your own thing, let's say, independent contractor, to interdependence, which is ultimately where we want to get. And we talk about that, those three roles at Lifestyles Unlimited. If you go to any of our case studies, David Fisher, we'll talk about that. And I'll tell you a little bit more about those here in just a minute. But let's look at this article here. So again, she gives us 5 ways, because we want to get from that scarcity mindset to abundance, to an abundance mindset. And she gives us 5 good tips on what to think about. Number one, focus on what you have. Right, just start to change your mindset. You know, if and again, here her focus is on the career side of things, and she gives some examples. There aren't enough good jobs out there. I don't have enough transferable skills. There's too much competition. Right, these are all scarcity mindset items. Turn those thoughts around to like, hey, I've been 25 years in this industry. I have a lot of experience. Right, I have these assets. You know, these are things I've done in the last 10 years. Right, flip that coin. That's what it comes down to. And in real estate, what do I hear? From that scarcity mindset, I hear people saying this all the time. There just aren't enough properties out there. There aren't enough deals that work, right? Or maybe I don't have enough capital. Those are two common scarcity mindset positions that I hear as real estate is concerned. Here's how you counteract those. When it comes to capital, look at the bigger picture. Oh, you do have less liquid funds, perhaps, than you may think. But what do you have going on in that 401k or that IRA? People typically have more capital than they realize. They sit down with one of our mentors at Lifestyles Unlimited. We look at the big picture, not just that narrow, what I've got in my savings account, which might not be much. But what other resources are there? There's more than you realize, because you're operating from that scarcity mentality. We want to get you to shift to abundance. A mentor will help you with that. Now, when we come back, I want to tell you one other thing you can do to kind of counteract that whole notion of there's just not enough property out there. There's plenty. I'm here to tell you there's plenty. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We will be right back.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
So, given that we've just had our Thanksgiving holiday, we're reflecting and giving some thought to a scarcity mindset versus an abundance mindset, right? You sat around the Thanksgiving dinner table, maybe with your immediate nuclear, right, close-knit family. Maybe you were a little riskier, I guess, and squeezed in a few more people there, maybe got even bigger. We went out to East Texas, set up a table outside, and did our Thanksgiving there with just a couple of extra family members. And, you know, we gave thanks, right, for the abundance that really is there. And in the first segment, I told you some of the things that real estate investors might be thinking about in terms of being thankful, especially as it relates to the path that they've chosen to go down following the model we talk about here at Lifestyles Unlimited, investing in single family houses, investing in apartments in order to build wealth and in order to create the cash flow, the passive income that gives us our freedom, right? Our financial freedom and everything that comes with that time, more time with the kids, more time to travel, better health, right? More participation with your favorite charity, whether that's financially or through having more time, right, to spend with them. But it does come down to making a big shift, and it's a hard shift for a lot of people, from that scarcity mindset to abundance mindset. And I told you ahead of the break, one of your homework items for the weekend is to go out to your library or order it online, find the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. That's Stephen Covey, very good book. He coined those two notions, but I mean, the positive versus negative, glass half empty, glass half full, right? I mean, there are different ways to put that, but you got to get from that scarcity standpoint, that scarcity mindset, to abundance. And I hear it a lot with investors or soon to be, or maybe want to be potential investors, that, well, you know, right now the market, the prices are so high, there's just not enough houses. There aren't enough houses. There aren't enough apartments. There's no way I can get started. I can't get a good deal. Here's how you can counteract that mindset. Become a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, a Financial Freedom Program member, and come to our case studies. It's one of the benefits of membership. One of the huge benefits, in my view, is the case studies. I always like going to those here in Dallas in person so I can meet my fellow investors and exchange stories and hear what's going on and that sort of thing. We're doing those online right now, which is actually even bigger because now I'm able to go to more in other markets. But we go to the case studies and we hear what other investors are doing right now. We hear that they are taking down deals. They present their numbers, right? And that presentation, that chases away that scarcity mindset, because look at that. They are doing it. And if you see that enough times, you know, you're going to make the shift. You'll get over that scarcity mindset. As regards that particular question, it's a common one, and I understand it. I really do. But the evidence points in another direction. You see what others are doing, you hear their stories, and you understand that the opportunity is indeed there. Okay, now that Financial Freedom Program membership that I mentioned, you can join if you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com to get a super deal right now. It's heavily discounted. It's a 2-year membership instead of just one, 2 years for $297. Just be sure to use the promo code SAVEBIG, right, to get that. But when I joined 8-9 years ago, it was 1 year for $500, so it's a good deal. And just looking at the case study schedule coming up, I mean, we've got one already here December 3rd. Here in Texas, got another Texas case study. I don't see which market these are in, but December 10th. So right there, back to back, boom, you've got some good information. Now, if you're sitting outside of Texas and you're thinking, oh boy, you're in Seattle and you're saying, I can't even invest here. The numbers don't work. Well, they may not work up there. Here's a case study. It's a case study for remote single family investing. They're doing this, in fact, in Seattle. This is December 5th. So if you're on one of the coasts and the numbers don't work, and they don't work, not for what we're doing, not for building that cash flow, you're going to want to learn how to invest remotely. Well, here's a case study that's going to tell you how to do it, right? You're going to see what members are doing. So get around people. And this is going to take us to number two. The number two tip from our author in her article, Five Ways to Go from Scarcity to Abundance Mindset. Number two is surround yourself with people that have an abundance mindset. Great advice. Great advice. I mean, if you're around people that are always positive and do see that glass as half full, they're going to rub off on you. Now, if you're always around that negative Nelly uncle who dabbled in real estate but got it wrong and failed, or maybe the friend who moved and tried to rent out his overpriced McMansion in the suburbs or on that sprawling spread in the country and failed, right? They're going to rub off on you. Attitudes rub off. And if you're surrounded by those scarcity-minded individuals, you got to do something to fight that. And that means getting around abundance mindset folks, you know, folks that you're going to find at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, again, part of that's going to the case study because you're going to hear that. You're going to hear that from these very positive people that are seeing success and out there in the market being active. You know, Tony Robbins had a quote. He said, the quality of a person's life is most often a direct reflection of the expectations of their peer group. So again, who are you surrounding yourself with? You know, in my example, your uncle maybe gave it a try, didn't do so well, or your buddy. To counteract that, like I said, get out there to those, you know, pre-pandemic, I tell you, get out there to those networking events. Post-pandemic, I'll tell you, get out there to those networking events. That's going to allow you to meet true real estate investors that will have that abundance mindset because they see how it goes. Right here again, for now, case studies are a great opportunity. And let me mention, coming up April 29th through May 1st of 2021, we will have our Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo. 5,000 or so real estate investors all packed into one place. We'll see how coronavirus develops, obviously, but that is the plan, and that is a great place. That is a great place to get around abundance mentality folks in spades. I mean, there's so many people there. You're just bumping into them, going from place to place. It's a great opportunity. So surround yourself with people that have that mindset, that abundance mindset. Number three, create win-win situations. And here again, that you got to think back to that scarcity mindset. The pie is fixed. If you take a big piece, I lose, you won, you got that big piece. Now I've lost, I get the little skinny piece of pecan pie that's left, right? You want to try to create win-win conditions for you and for that other person. So you're approaching it in a positive way, first of all. And in real estate here again, people tend to think that you have to be a shark and that you're out there taking advantage of people, right? Just getting that rock bottom deal, getting that rock bottom price, just, you know, sending them away with a contract crying. Right? It doesn't work that way. You know, we go into these deals helping people, actually helping a distressed homeowner, right? Out of a tough position with a house. You know, we bought a house a number of years ago, 2017 or so. It was a house that was inherited by five children. Father had passed away 7-8 years ago. Mom just passed away, and they didn't know what to do. They, you know, they had their sibling infighting, and the majority of them wanted to sell. And we were contacted through a friend, and we worked with the five heirs to come up with an amenable deal. Good for us because we pick up another house at a good price, but good for them because they got a good price from us as well. And we even tracked one of the siblings down in Cozumel, Mexico, found the closest embassy nearby, one of the outposts, to get him the paperwork he needed signed, notarized and closed the deal. So, I mean, that's a win-win situation. We're doing a lot of the legwork. We're bringing a good deal to the table for them, and it's a good deal for us as well, right? Coming up with a flexible deal, for example, with a lease back, right, to allow maybe a hoarder. You know, if you've ever seen the hoarder shows or maybe bought a hoarder house, you know what it's like. They hold on to that stuff, give them a little more time to maybe sort that out. We've done that. Did a full month lease back, in fact, no charge. Now, we got a little bit better deal in the pricing, of course, but again, win-win situation for this lady that mentally needed that time. We gave that to her. You know, I've talked to people that arrange a moving truck, right? 1 month of storage, you know, the list goes on. Sometimes it's a very simple solution like that that makes it a win-win for the seller and for everyone involved, you, the buyer. Here again, networking with successful investors and hearing how they've come up with win-win situations is important. Going to the case studies, hearing how they found that and closed on that last deal is important. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're going to head into a brief break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Talk 1370. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're trying to move you from a standpoint of scarcity to one of abundance, a mindset of scarcity to one of abundance. And it's important, you know, that's one of those two things that I see holds a lot of people back. Fear is the other one that's huge. We're not going to talk about that today. But that scarcity mindset, it has you saying to yourself things like, well, you know, there's just not enough. There aren't enough houses on the market right now. I'm not going to get started this year. Maybe next year, right? Maybe the year after that, or, you know, coronavirus, people just aren't renting, or there's too much risk or whatever else. You start to tell yourself stories. And you're in that position, that mindset of scarcity. And we want to get you to the mindset of abundance. I'm giving you some things you can do. One is to go to our case studies because, boy, you're going to hear what people are out there doing right now. And that's going to help you build that abundance mindset. We've talked about that. You want to surround yourself with these people, right? So that you understand and you see what they're doing and you understand what the opportunities are and what they look like. And you learn how to build win-win situations. We were talking about that just ahead of the break. You know, it's not a winner-take-all in real estate. You know, we work with sellers. We want them to have a good outcome as well, right? My goal is never to get the top dollar and the maximal profit. I want them to come out of this a winner as well. So we set up our deals so that works for them as well as for us. It doesn't always work out, right? Sometimes we walk away. Maybe someone else comes in. Maybe they wind up at the foreclosure auction on the courthouse steps, right? But we approach that from a win-win, you know, we take a win-win approach rather. And that helps, right? That, again, but you got to have that abundance mindset to understand that it's not winner take all, right? Again, moving on with our article here, our author says number four of five steps, five ways to go from scarcity to abundance. Number four is incorporate gratitude into your daily life. And she quotes Oprah Winfrey here. She says, if you look at what you have in life, you'll always have more. If you look at what you don't have in life, you'll never have enough. It's mindset. And if you know, simple advice, do what you do or may have done as part of that Thanksgiving tradition where you sat down at the table before you ate and you gave thanks and you maybe said a thing or two that you were grateful for. Do that on a daily basis or maybe a weekly basis, right? That will help you change that mindset. And for me personally, as a real estate investor, I view this simply as looking back on the week, right, at the close of the week. And seeing what successes did we have, you know, how did we move the business forward? How did we grow it? You know, maybe we found a new backup handyman to service our South Sector houses. You know, we're in Dallas-Fort Worth. We invest all over the Metroplex. And so we've got pockets, right? Maybe we found that new guy, right? Or maybe we created a new relationship with that local bank that our investor buddy's been telling us about, right? What good stuff happened this week? Signed that lease, got a rent increase, made XYZ improvements, right, at lease renewal time for that resident to keep them on board and improve your property. Again, win-win right there. So look back at the week and start to look at the positives, right? Sure, look at things that you could have improved on as well, but focus on that glass half full, right? And finally, number five, train your mind to recognize the possibilities. This one's a little more ethereal, right? She says an abundance mindset allows you to see more in your life. It's kind of what we just heard from Oprah, of course. More options, more choices, and more resources. And as an aside from me, when you become a real estate investor and start to build that portfolio of assets, whether it's houses or apartments, you will have more options. You will have more choices. You will have more resources, period. You will see that abundance, believe me. She goes on to say that, you know, your brain, though, it can only absorb so much. And if you're so focused on the negative side of things, you just can't get to that positive, right? If you're thinking, I can't do it, or it's just not going to work, there aren't enough houses, right? Any opportunity to recognize the other side, that there is that possibility, that there are those houses out there to buy, you just don't even get to it because you're so focused on that negative, right? You won't even try, right? That's the problem. You just don't even try. Again, I have to go back to the case studies that we do because that is pivotal in helping you with that mindset. You know, my wife and I, we're making the shift from single family investing to small multifamily. And I go to these case studies to hear what those apartment investors are doing. That helps me with that mindset. That helps me see what's out there. That helps me see the numbers. Very important, right? Get that inspiration. And I'll tell you, when you're training your mind to recognize the opportunity, the abundance out there, the possibilities, a mentor can be a huge, huge help. Why? They've already gone down this path. They've already built that success. They're already where you want to be. And they can relate that. They can share that experience back with you. And they do that in three ways. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we are an education and a mentoring group. We do that, right? We help you become empowered. That empowerment is moving you from scarcity to abundance, helping you recognize the opportunity, those possibilities, becoming empowered. We do that in part through education. You know, I'm looking again at the calendar here where I see the case studies. I also see some tax panels. I see the two-day financial freedom seminar coming up. By the way, that is part of the financial freedom program. I see that coming up in South Texas. I see that going on in Tennessee. So a lot of educational opportunity out there. Some meetups in Georgia, going on across the nation, bottom line. And our online training for single-family investing, multifamily passive, multifamily lead investor, that's all available. But becoming educated is helping you, right? It's going to help train your mind. That along the way, you're gonna keep hearing how to move from dependence to independence to interdependence. You're going to hear that from David Fisher, who presents at the two-day financial freedom seminar. You're going to hear that at the case studies. We're going to help you get from that point of scarcity to abundance through the empowerment, through the education, and then through the inspiration, right? Through the inspiration, which again, every time I go to the case studies, I come back inspired and ready to go. And these are all things that a mentor like Lifestyles Unlimited will do for you. Now, I can't speak for other mentoring groups out there. They're out there. You know, if you're listening in some other state and maybe you're not comfortable going to Texas, well, you don't have to go to Texas. We are national now, by the way. But I can't speak for those others. I don't know if they're going to do what we can do for you. But I can tell you that Lifestyles Unlimited has done all of those things for me. They've given me that empowerment. They've given me that education and that inspiration. Now, back to some of those things that real estate investors I know are grateful for. They've gone through this, right? A lot of them started in that place of scarcity, but they've been able to shift that mindset, right? They've been able to shift that mindset from one of scarcity through one of abundance. Again, the five ways you can do that per our article here. This was in Forbes. This was Carolina Castrillon, came out just a week or so ago. Number one, focus on what you have. Number two, surround yourself with people that have an abundance mindset. They're going to rub off on you. They will. And then look to create, number three, look to create win-win situations. Don't look at it as a fixed pie situation. The pie is bigger and it grows and you can make it bigger, right? Number four, incorporate gratitude in your daily life. If you're just focused on the negative or not focused on anything at all, you're not going to see the opportunity. And that ties us to number five, right? Train your mind to recognize the possibilities. Those are things you can do. Right. And again, I mentioned your homework is to find that book online at your library. Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He coined those terms, scarcity and abundance mindset. But back to those real estate investors I know and what they're grateful for. You know, how did real estate get them there? Well, they've been investing in single family houses or multifamily deals, either as passives or leads. You got to remember, we make money five ways with our real estate. Monthly cash flow. Right. That's what retires us. So the investors I know, they're thankful because they have more time, and that's due to that cash flow. Gave them more disposable income, retired them. They're thankful for better health. Again, because they have that time, they've bought that back. They have more time to spend on their health, to exercise, to work out, to hire that trainer. And they have less stress, job-related, commute-related. Am I going to lose my job during the pandemic? Peace of mind. That goes back to cash flow as well. More time with the kids and the grandkids, right? More time for travel. That goes back to cash flow. They've built that passive income that allows them to retire, or at least to be less dependent or not at all dependent on that day job, that regular W-2 income. That's cash flow. But again, we make money five ways: equity capture, equity buildup, and appreciation, right? We're thankful because we're able to help our favorite charities and give back to the community due to the wealth building. The pie has gotten bigger. The pie has gotten bigger for us, and we're able to share that. So it's not gotten bigger just for us, but for the whole network, for the whole community. So we make money with cash flow, equity capture. That's when we buy the deal right, and we've got that equity buffer built in. Equity buildup over time, our residents are paying down the mortgage, and appreciation, natural market appreciation, and finally, the tax advantages. And we're thankful as investors to have built or be building a legacy for our kids and our grandkids, and part of that ties out to the way that we can lever the tax system as real estate investors. Remember what Henry Ford said: whether you think you can or think you can't, you are right. And I'm thankful to have found Lifestyles Unlimited 9 years ago. Got me started down the right path. Go check out financialfreedomlivestream.com to learn more about that program, to get to our two-day, to get to our case studies. Promo code SAVEBIG to get the massive discount there. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. I thank you for listening. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.